afternoon, Ryerson. I'm Talene Loschiavo.
And I'm Jacqueline Gilmore.
This is your November 15th Rye Report.
Today, we'll chat about a proposed PhD program for the social media obsessed,
the School of Performance's Ryerson Dances Showcase, and one unique piece celebrating a dance legend,
an expert who's criticizing the city's homelessness plan,
and an update on how the Ryerson Rams rugby team closed off their first ever season.
Ever wanted to get a PhD studying social media? Now it's possible, thanks to Ryerson's proposed PhD in management program. The Ted Rogers School of Management proposed the PhD program last week. Senate approved it on November 5th. According to the school's letter of intent, they want to offer specialization in networked organization and social media. Associate Dean of Graduate Studies Hong Yu says there are many ways to study social media.
Government agencies, the nonprofit organization, they also leverage on the social media platforms to communicate. So there are many, many different angles that you can study social media and how social media can benefit and the society in general.
Second-year retail management student Jasmine Shannon says the program is a good idea. Shannon works at Aritzia, where customers tell her they saw store products on Instagram. This shows, she says, that you can build a brand on social media. The Ontario Quality Council and the Ministry of Training, Colleges, and Universities still need to approve the program. If they do, Ryerson will offer the PhD starting in fall 2020.
Mark your calendars because the School of Performance's yearly showcase is back. Third and fourth year dance students have been working to bring you four unique works, one of which will pay homage to one of the most influential figures in dance history. Merce Cunningham was an American dancer and choreographer at the forefront of modern dance. He died in 2009. Students will be performing his classic piece, Changing Steps, staged by Dylan Crossman from the Cunningham Trust. Ryerson is the only dance program in Canada invited to present a Cunningham work during this worldwide centennial year celebration. Changing Steps is one of four pieces in Ryerson Dances. Ryerson Dances premieres November 19th and will run until November 23rd at the Ryerson Theatre. Tickets are available at the School of Performance box office and online.
The City of Toronto claims there's an increase of 94 homeless shelter beds this year. Ryerson's distinguished visiting practitioner Kathy Crow is calling the statement a sham. She says this is the number of temporary respite spaces used for emergency care, not the number of permanent shelter spaces.
Many of the additional respite spaces last year got shut down, so they used to be, over 100, huge number at the Queen Elizabeth Building at the CNE, and then there was another one at a hockey arena. They all shut down, and so we actually were close to 400 respite spaces shorter.
Crow says housing conditions are unhealthy as viruses like the flu and strep throat rise. She says Mayor John Tory should declare a state of emergency on homelessness. According to a news release, 7,215 individuals used Toronto's shelter system as of November 4th.
A huge shout out to the Ryerson Rams. They finished their first ever rugby season on top. The Rams finished with a 4-2 winning record, defeating York University 22-20 in their final game. Coach Robert Borman says he anticipated difficulties in their first year. Instead, the season exceeded their expectations. Second-year business management student Rajiv Badur co-founded the team. He echoes the same sentiment.
It passed my expectations by a lot. We're hoping to just be even, have a clear ranking, no more losses than wins. But the team exceeded that. We had a lot of the guys, new guys that came in, we didn't know their skill set, what position they play, and just getting things together, we thought it would be a lot more confusing than it ended up being.
Five senior players will leave the team. It's looking for new recruits. And the team is still working towards a goal of reaching varsity status by 2022. I'm Talene Loschiavo.
And I'm Jacqueline Gilmore. Thanks for tuning in to your November 15th Rye Report. Stay warm.